Hello everyone, welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about the creepiest monsters in Japanese folklore. First, Sugatsuga Mushi, the illness bug. Next, Igabo, the chestnut burr priest. After that, Yanagi Onna, the willow woman. And finally, Yanagi Baba, the willow hag. So, let's get started. Season 16, Episode 2, Strange Monsters. Sugatsuga Mushi, the illness bug. Centuries ago, during the reign of Empress Saimei, some insects called Sugatsuga appeared to have sneaked into other people's homes at nightfall and suck on their blood. A lot of specific religious rituals in Japan were made to ward off the Sugatsuga Mushi and other insect-like yokai. Igabo, the chestnut burr priest. The Igabo are blue-skinned monsters that are dressed in a priest's robe. They appear in many yokai scrolls, but as pictures only. Their name is written phonetically, leaving no contextual clues about this yokai. Yanagi Onna, the Willow Woman. The Yanagi Onna are ghostly spirits which appear near willow trees late at night. They take the form of young women carrying a baby in their arms. Centuries ago, a young woman was walking late at night carrying her baby. Suddenly, a powerful gust of wind blew, and the woman took shelter under a willow tree. But the branches strangled her to death with a tight grip. Since then, a ghostly woman carrying a baby appears under the willow tree every night, cursing the willow as she cries. Yanagi Baba, the Willow Hag. These haggish old women are the spirits of ancient willow trees. They feast on men who come too close to a willow tree. Willow trees that are of an ancient age transform into beautiful women that lure men to their doom. However, willow trees over an ancient age, over a million years old or more, transform into hideous old hags. Warnings about the Yanagi Baba are given to travelers to not be so negligent or careless on the road. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!